Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Ulala Njinga being back on the show. Ulala is become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the CEO of Yellowwood Group, the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, and she is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. I'm so proud of the way she's grown her business, and she joins us on a regular basis to share some of those, some of the things she's learned, and we always enjoy having her here. Ulala Njinga, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you back. One of the first things that I remember people asking me about when I first started doing my show was talking to people. I get emails in or whatever, and people would be asking me about this business opportunity that they'd heard about or read about or seen on the radio or on television or something. And it was always about a scam.
Right.
And oftentimes it was people asking me, how could they get their money back?
Oh, wow.
They'd already bid it. They already took the bait.
Okay.
And sent them a check. And, of course, they got nothing back.
Right.
And they said, how do I get my money back? And I said, you need to write that up to lesson learned, and 20 years from now you'll look back and you'll say, wow, that was a good investment, because if I hadn't learned that lesson then, it might have cost me a lot more money later.
Might have cost you more later.
Exactly.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, a lot has changed. I mean, we've become much more diligent in the past 10, 12 years about identifying what I call scams and hustles, right? And they prey on small business owners because they're typically dressed in marketing language,
mm-hmm.
right? And so what small business owner doesn't want a new opportunity to grow their business, and they see marketing as the arm to being able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But now we do have some advocates that really do speak to these issues. Obviously, you're on the forefront of advocacy, but on a political level, we have an attorney general's office in every state. We have
mm-hmm.
very active Better Business Bureaus in some of the larger cities. And even if you're in a rural area, there's likely a Better Business Bureau within 100, 200 miles of your place of business. So we have channels that we can reach out to, but the biggest channel is really the internet. And I tell
Let me stop you for a second.
Yeah.
And this is not anything, any kind of negative comment toward AAA. And the BBB, Better Business Bureau. But by the time a scam reaches the Better Business Bureau, the people are out of town. They're gone.
This is true.
I mean, these people move in. They move in and they move out, and their MO is to get in and get out. Before they're cashing a check in another city,
right,
unless it's something that's interstate, like in a magazine ad or something like that, that takes a little bit longer to work up. Then you might have some, but as you say, then the traditional outlets can help you. Traditional resources like the attorney generals, et cetera.
Right. And to that point, what I was going to add is the issue of timing. So I'm so glad that you brought that up, because we have to act faster. So to your point of by the time it gets reported and the Better Business Bureau can take action, a lot of these shops have packed up. Well, we have the internet now that we can use in a matter of seconds. And
right.
it's so easy to take something that shows up in your mailbox or your inbox and put the name of it in quotes, and
don't click on it. Don't click on the link or the open the
right.
or, Don't click on the link or open the attachment, folks. You copy. Dang. She said, look at the name and type it into your Google search.
Type it in.
Don't even copy.
Thank you.
Don't even copy and paste because you might accidentally click on the attachment.
Exactly. And
type
in
fact, it in.
They count on that.
Hunt and peck it in.
And do comma and the word scam and find out what other people are saying about that particular opportunity. That's the fastest way to figure out, hey, is this for real? Is this legitimate? Or is someone trying to pull the wool over my eyes? Yep. But you know how most small business owners are. We don't read anything, right? So we skim it. It looks legitimate. It sounds great. And so we're writing a check or whipping out our credit card.
And so when we come back, there's a prince in Nigeria that wants to give you some money. and so Olala's going to talk to you about how to put that money directly in your bank account right after these messages. I love sarcasm. I'm good at it too, Olala. 20 tails, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.